That's RN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The other shoe is about to drop in the U.S. standoff with Iran following a marathon round of peace talks that failed to reach an agreement. The focus of the American action against Iran, the Strait of Hormuz.
The U.S. military has announced it will begin a blockade of all Iranian ports and coastal areas as President Donald Trump seeks to pressure Iran. The announcement has set the stage for a showdown as Iran immediately responded with threats on all ports in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. The announcement of the blockade has halted the limited ship traffic that resumed in the strait since the ceasefire, said an early report from Lloyd's List Intelligence. Marine trackers say over 40 commercial ships have crossed since the start of the ceasefire. I'm Charles Ledesma.
California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell has suspended his gubernatorial campaign amid a rash of sexual misconduct allegations against him as he apologizes for what he calls mistakes in judgment. Swalwell says he's innocent of any wrongdoing. Golf's first major of the year now has its first repeat winner in 24 years.
Rory McIlroy has joined more elite company at the Masters. McIlroy took his place in Augusta National history as only the fourth back-to-back champion with his sixth major victory. McIlroy shot a 1-under-71 for a one-shot victory at 12-under par to join Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, and Tiger Woods as repeat winners. McIlroy sees control for good with a bold shot at Ray's Creek to 7 feet for birdie on the par 3 12th. World number one Scottie Scheffler finished one shot back after a closing 68, nearly rallying from a 12-stroke weekend deficit. I'm Geffen Coolball.
The Dow futures down 310 points. NASDAQ futures off 142. This is SRN News. A new report on tithing.
It comes from Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, and it finds that the biblical 10% guide is not being observed by many Christians. Gray Matter spokesman Ron Sellers tells Baptist Press, quote, "Today's evangelicals rarely come anywhere near that goal. Almost nobody is tithing. The average evangelical Protestant gives less than 2% of his income to his church. Overall giving levels have stabilized after several years of decline." Michael Harrington reporting.
A Dutch transgender darts player said he's not done fighting after the sports governing body enacted rules barring men from playing against women. Noah Lynn Van Leuven is responding to the Darts Regulation Authority's new policy. The DRA has released a statement saying that it had commissioned an academic study of the problem of men competing against women and received quite a bit of legal advice on the matter before making its decision. This is SRN News. The Trump administration rolls back a vehicle feature that many drivers found most annoying.
The Trump administration has revoked Obama-era off-cycle credits that encouraged automakers to install automatic stop-start systems, effectively ending widespread use of the unpopular technology in new gasoline cars. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin hailed the move as eliminating a, quote, climate participation trophy, noting that 58% of such vehicles had the feature by 2024, despite minimal fuel savings. Ken Lorman reporting.
A new Gallup poll finds that more American workers are experimenting with artificial intelligence in their jobs. At the same time, though, there's a healthy dose of skepticism among many about AI. The survey finds an increase in the share of U.S. employees who are frequently using AI for work, up from the end of last year. More details, srnnews.com.